in the short term, they are going to provide 4 extra bays, which will increase the capacity quite substantially. That could lead to another maybe 15 or so patients being able to be dealt with in Sligo. And of course, you know, even though it's not the whole thing that we were looking for, those four bays will be done to a more modern standard. And I have raised and got work done a number of times on the old unit to get it upgraded. This is over the 5 years. This is about the fourth time, I'd say, that I brought up the renal unit in Sligo, and it's great to finally see a little bit of progress. So these four bays will be the start, and hopefully by the end of 2025, we'll have a detailed design on it, on the new unit for Sligo.
And this will, I suppose, allow, we see previously that you mentioned figures earlier on that there's currently 63 patients availing of the service, but this will allow for, yeah, for, I suppose, more space, but it will allow, I suppose, ease the pressure that's currently being faced by both the staff and have better care options available for the patients.
Yes, it will. In 2017, twilight shifts were brought in, and following pressure from myself and others back in 2022, there was three bays as a temporary renal unit was opened in 2022. So this four bays will increase that, and they will of course work the twilight shifts as well, subject to staffing and all these things that are required. But I'm hoping that once they're built, they will have all these things, and we'll keep the pressure on to make sure that they do, because there is an extra demand. It is something that can't wait. If somebody needs renal treatment, and I've had family members myself that have needed it in the past, and it is something that has to be done, has to be dealt with as a matter of urgency.